same ship. Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. Join us as we discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, welcome to Transcend with Debbie. It is an honor to have Minty May, who is now back home in the UK. It's such an honor and a privilege to have you here as a guest today, Minty. Thank you for sharing your time in honor of spirit and community.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really do appreciate it. And it's a real pleasure to be here. So thank you.
Yeah, it is an honor. You know, I find it pretty cool how you just got back home from the UK, you came out to the States, and now you're back home, and we had you here when you talked about your experiencing coming to the United States, and now you're back home. Would you mind sharing what that felt like?
Coming back home, it was a double-edged sword. I really didn't want to leave. I really didn't want to come back. I'm already missing your country. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful country, and I saw many, many great parts to it, and there's so much more that I want to travel and see as well.
Oh, I could only imagine. It's like you just get a little foot in and you're like, "Ooh, this feels good, I love this." What was your favorite part about the States?
Oh God, someone asked me this the other day. That's a real real tough. There's so many amazing parts.
I mean,
I've got to turn around and say, I think one of the most pleasurable parts was certainly being able to spend some time with our good friend Raven.
That's so cool.
We got to spend some wonderful time together at the lake, Lake Ozark, which was a beautiful, beautiful moment there. But it's all the different people that I've met along the way and along the journey as wow. It was like there's not one particular bit that they've all got special, special moments in there, you know.
And I can only imagine how to have such a great friend that you were able to connect with, Raven, we both know her, and for her to, you know, open up that love, those arms to say, come on, Minty, come on down, you know, and then to have a place where you're able to really ground the energy. I saw you go live, you're hooking it up, you're doing your readings for spirit. And so you really embodied the walk with spirit and self. So you really did honor the journey of where you felt nudged and what you felt guided to do. And for those that don't know you, can you just share a little bit about yourself, Minty?
Of course. My name's Minty May. I'm a psychic medium from the UK, and I've been working as a psychic medium for just over 32 years. It'll actually be 33 years this year that I've been working spirit. My grandmother taught me from the age of 5. And then from the age of 13, I'd have my own little table next to her at psychic fairs and doing one-to-one readings for people. So I've now given how old away I am. I'm going to let you guys do the maths. But yeah, now when I was a... Sorry,
go on. I was going to say, is it that funny? We do that to ourselves.
We do indeed. We do indeed. But yeah, no, my grandmother was an amazing medium and a wonderful witch as well. And when I was about 5 years old, she saw me talking. She knew who I was talking to because she could see them. But I didn't know at the time. And she said, "Who are you talking to?" And I said, "Uncle Jim and Uncle George." And she goes, "Okay, describe them to me." So Uncle Jim's got a bit of a long face like me. Uncle George has got a round head, and I found it highly entertaining that he was bald. And we was having a great conversation. Then she realized that I could see and hear spirit because both her brothers had died during the Second World War.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, and you were able to bring them forward, and was she able to, when you were seeing spirit, is that what drew the attention?
So she really took me under her wing, and she taught me from the age of five. I mean, she must have had the patience of a saint, because I struggle with sitting still as it is now. But from the age of five, she taught me how to meditate, how to work with spirit, how to connect, how to work with different tools over those years, like crystals, yes. Ouija boards, tarot cards.
Yes.
The one thing I can't do that she could, and apparently she could, her mum could, all the women in the family. I'm the first male in the family to do what I do.
Okay.
But all the women in the family could read tea leaves.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I can't stand tea. I bloody hate it. It's horrible. I am a coffee drinker. And for over the years, I mean, even now when she's in spirit now, I mean, she passed back in 2011. But even now, she will still come up and say, how are the tea leaves? And I'm like, Gran, seriously, don't even start. We're not doing the tea leaves.
Well, you know, you can really do it. You could just have spirit. Okay, spirit, just tell me what to say. Right?
No, because I've got to drink the bloody tea and I ain't drinking it.
I have actually had a new passion, and I do know how to read tea leaves, but I have a new passion working with tea, working with the herbs, and working with medicine, and it's been really fun. And so I love actually connecting to the energies of different properties, and that's been a new thing that I've been really working with. So like I shared a little bit of that, but I love me some coffee. However, today I'm drinking cocoa water, y'all, so this is no coffee today. Can you see the comments, Minty? You got a lot of love in the house. A lot of love.
I am just looking through the comments now. So thank you to every single one
of
you. I can only see them on the I presume through StreamYard. I mean, I've had to put the comments page up on my phone. So thank you so much for all the love and all the well wishes that you're all sending.
Yeah, let's do this. For those that are in here, say hello. Let us know you're from. I could see on Instagram also, Wellas Kitchen. Shout out to Wellas Kitchen. Tasha was in here. Catherine's in here. Little Sadhu is in here. So you got some people. And Priya was from India on Instagram. And those that are following on YouTube, shout out to you. Those that are on Things Network, thank you. Derek Okora's page. Also on Find Me a Media. We are rolling deep on multiple pages right now, Mentees. So for those that are in here, Elizabeth Jones, hey, girl, I see you on Facebook. Tracy, follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to hit the like. And don't forget to follow Minty May, y'all, because he is always doing lives on TikTok. He is always holding space for people. And look at Isabel. So nice to be here. You know, I want to say shout out to Cheyenne. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Woo! That's my girl right there. Let's give her some love to Miss Cheyenne. It is so, and trust me, there ain't no coffee in this cup. It is all cocoa water here today, y'all. So I love it that you're here, Kat, from Kent. That's what's up. J.R. Hardy, thank you for being here. For those on my personal Facebook page, follow me on YouTube so you can participate in the comments, y'all, as well. And so, Minty, today's topic, right, was how to trust yourself. And I want everyone to participate in this. Like, how do you trust yourself with the one? It's also honoring the journey of self. Two, it's honoring the journey of spirit and trusting also the energies and influences of others that we're around. So we are around lots of influential energy. So how do you stay true to thyself, Minty? Tell us through your eyes and lenses, what do you do?
What did I do? I'm in my own bubble anyway. I mean, I've only got a squirrel running around inside my head anyway. So, so I never know where I am quite anyway on the planet. No, joking aside, how do you trust yourself? It's being truthful to yourself. I think that's the most important thing. You've got to be truthful with your words, with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your emotions. Ooh, and also, I talk about this a lot as well, and it kind of boils down to my speech about happiness. Mm-hmm. You're never going to find happiness in someone else. You've got to find it in you first. Amen. And then you can share your happiness with others who are going to share their happiness with you, that then raises everybody else's vibration up. And that's what it's about. And it's... again, I think it's the same with trust. You've got to trust yourself first. If you're being truthful and honest to yourself, then you're not going to go wrong. And there is, humans like to overcomplicate stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, it's not overcomplicating it, because if you're being truthful to you and honest to you, with your hand on your heart going, what I am doing, what I am saying, how I'm moving forward is being truthful to myself, mm-hmm. then it's not going to hurt anyone else.
I agree.
And I think that's the biggest thing of being honest to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Minty. I think it's really important when we're in our true, authentic, true self, your spirit knows what it wants. The desires start mm-hmm. to grow deeper. The changes and transformations begin. And so then when you really start to sit with your own energy, your own power. So this is a word that I'm using with my students, is embracing the power. And that, what mm-hmm. does that mean? You know, it's embrace your own power. That's how spirit connects. We are sharing the energetic energy between us and spirit to get that link. And so it's important to take care of our power. It's important to be in that energy field of like, bro, this is me. I'm rocking it today. Let's go. You know, so how to do that? What steps did you take to step into that role to say, oh my God, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this energy. I know I'm true to myself. What did you do to help you get there?
I mean, meditation is always a great one. Meditation is always going to help you get that. But also knowing that you're not ever going to work the same as it. You're never going to have two people work exactly the same way. You're going to be working your own way. You're going to be working your own unique way. And one of the things my grandmother always taught me was, you are never going to be better than someone else, but you are never going to be worse than anyone else either. Remember, we are all on an equal playing field. We just all work in different ways and different frequencies. And we will all have our own unique way of interpreting and giving the message. And one of the things she always said was, as long as you've got honesty and integrity mm-hmm. in what you do, then spirit's not going to let you down. And that is where you really do have to throw. I mean, there's been probably three significant points in my life where I've literally turned around and went toe to toe, squared up to spirit and said, you either tell me the truth now, and I want the truth, with a difficult situation that I was going in through my time in my life at that point, or I said, we're done. And I was going to walk. And 20 years ago, I turned around and said, I need to know this now. I need this now. And I am trusting you to give me the answer that I need. And I will trust you with the answer that you give me.
Right.
But if you let, and I actually said to him, if you let me down, that's it, I'm done.
Right.
And they gave me the answer that I needed.
Right. That's true right there. A lot of us find ourselves in those circumstances, Minty. And I think for me, I rarely make a demand, or I'm pretty easygoing like you. And so when I went in there in that state, there's some power in that. Like, I need to know now. And that word now is it's just like, let's keep it real. Like, what is it, the direction that I need to be in with this? And so as you say that, I know many of us have found ourselves in those circumstances. And for me, it's grounding, present.
Well, it's not egotistical. It's not an egotistical thing.
It sure isn't. It is, you're trying to make a decision for self. And when you're in there, this is what we have to remember, is that the journey is for self. And spirit is there to inspire, to uplift, to direct, to hold space. But if there is confusion, for me, it's let's detach. Let's allow the energy to come back to your true self so that you know your own energy versus the energies of others. So you're not influenced by the conversations, the back and forth aura blends. And you know wholeheartedly, you spirit self, this is what you need today. And that's what I do. I take myself out of the equation, take a minute, like, hold up, my life just got a little complicated. Let me bring it back. Hold up. Let me figure it out, you know? And I know a lot of us go through this. So grounding, detaching, stillness, peace. Mm-hmm. And then, is this my thoughts, or was this a thought of someone else's that I was communicating with?
Exactly. Because
energy is influential. It really is.
Oh, it is.
Right? So I absolutely love this conversation. Does anybody have questions for Minty about this? Like, what do you guys, let's hear from the audience. Yeah, Georgina, Isabel, Jennifer, like, girl, tell us, like, what do you guys do to trust yourself? Like, you know, for me, when my mom comes in, I know that's, we ain't playing when mama steps in, y'all. And if she's in spirit and she's playing, you know, she's got something seriously, like, hold up, get out of her energy. Don't mess with her now. She's in alignment. She's focused. Don't take the girl out of her lane.
And that's the nice thing as well. When you've got different spirit coming in, you can feel that different energy. It's like I can differentiate between my grandmother to my twin sister to my grandfather and then other people's loved ones. I get their energy coming through as well.
Right.
And it's like there's a different, it's like you can tell the difference between is that my own fault? And that's the difficult bit, I think, especially right with doing the mediumship.
Yeah.
That mediumship. Because you can never your own thoughts can become intrusive. And it'll be like you'll be given a message and you'll be like, well, I don't fit for how I like it. And then you try to make it fit to how you like it, but then it doesn't make sense with the message. And then when you go back to what the original message was, 9 times out of 10, that's going to make sense to the person. And it's realizing that this isn't about how it's going to make sense to you.
Right.
They're going to give you the information that's going to make sense to them. And you have to trust to let go. I think there was a random thing the other night on a live. It was something so bizarrely random. I think I was given a blue bear and it turned out it was a blue elephant. You know, you know, we are human and we will kind of, I just saw the outline and I was like, bear. And then as soon as I said it, I was like, that's not right. And then the woman obviously responded going, no, it's a blue elephant. But I know where you're going with it. So it was fine.
Right.
You know?
Right. I agree. And you know, one thing I just shared with my students, my development circle I had for practice circle, when you got to be used to conversations happening, you got to be, if you're, let's say you're at a dam and you're in person, people are going to get up. They're going to move around. They're going to be talking. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, take my picture, girl. Hey, girl, pass me that. You got to work around a lot of noise, a lot of energy. And you got to train your mind to stay focused to the actual message from spirit and who the message is for. Because you got, let's say 50 people in there saying, I want a reading, pick me. And we can hear you. Mm-hmm. Telepathy is real. It's a real deal, girl. Like with those thoughts, the thoughts really come in and be like, okay, I know I'm coming to you. Like, shout out to Ricky for being here. Shout out to Maya for being here. You know, mm-hmm. I could feel you saying, oh, I'm here. Your essence, your presence, boom, is felt. So you got to work through the essence of another person and then you go into mm-hmm. the message. So we're training the mind to stay focused to that one specific and honoring the blue, the elephant or the teddy bear and honoring, mm-hmm. hey, I may have got this wrong, but this was my perception and that's okay. But you know, exactly. At the end of the day, I'll be giving teddy bears to everybody, you know? So,
exactly.
So that's exactly. Just because it's a stuffed animal. So maybe we change the word to stuffed animal. So everyone in here has some amazing feedback. You have always trusting my higher self, get confirmation, numbers, etc., dreams, meditation, a higher self. Erica was saying she just gives herself pep talks. So you got a lot of feedback. Guilty. Vanessa's like, I'm guilty, trusting and not doubting what Isabel says. Let's see here, Gabby. Just trying to learn how the difference between my thoughts and spirit. My ears are open to learn today. That's what's up. Mm. Thank you for being here, Gabby. So you guys, let's do some readings here. Q&A's, Minty. We got some people also here on Instagram. Let me go back again on Instagram. You, these handles. I don't know about these handles, y'all. The Yoga Channel Silver Strand, that's what's up. That's up here in the 805. Thank you for being here. Follow on YouTube, y'all, if you guys want to join us as we do some readings. Because in this way, we can see you in the comments. I did also see Sheila Martin. So Sheila Martin, thank you for being here as well. So much love to you. And let's do a roll call because people pop in and out. Let's do a roll call and then we'll kind of go where we're guided, Minty. I'll follow your lead. Journey, not the destination. Belinda, girl, what up? I saw Trudy in here too. Shout out to Miss Trudy, sending Trudy some love right now. Let's see. Okay, now you can see the comments, Minty, so I'll let you pick.
Mm-hmm. And no, again, that's absolutely cool.
Yeah, right. And then don't forget to share, like, heart, subscribe, get out of the YouTube, give a heart and a like. Let's get these algorithms going because this is what we do out of the kindness of our heart. Can you do roll call? I thought Vanessa, I love you, my Nessa girl. Roll call. Okay, so let's guys,
if, you, if you've got a particular question that you'd like an answer to, pop up your question. If you'd like a general read, pop up that you like a general read, because I will do specific questions. And Debbie does know that I will work with health, I will work on pregnancies, I will work on financial, because they're all important parts of our life. So please feel free to ask any questions. I always have this view, and it was from what my grandmother taught me. She said, why should you limit on where you're going to help? If you feel that you can give someone that help or that advice, then please, she said, let them ask any question that they like. And I think, oh, that's my personal opinion. That's my personal choice. So I've always been happy to work that way.
Thank you. And Herman, thank you for subscribing. Shout out to Herman for subscribing. So y'all pop your questions in the links. Let's go. Yeah, my energy changes as I would get close to working with you. So I could feel the shift as you clear your throat. I too was trying to push the energy through my physical body here with you. So I'm right there with you, Minty.
That's cool. Well, I really want to go to Kat Wiseman first, because she's, I presume it's a she, so please forgive me if I'm wrong, but has never had a message before. So let's have a link in with you, Kat, because I feel like you've got amazing energy and you're always running around looking out for everyone. And by the way, guys, once I link in with you, if you can give feedback as quickly as possible on what I'm saying, and please always say, be honest. If you can't take something, be truthful, because it means we have to do our job a little bit harder and make sure we can get the right message across. But also equally, if you can take what we're saying, please let us know, because it helps keep the link going as well. But Kat, I feel like you've got this amazing energy where you're always helping others and you're needing time for you at the moment. I've got a lady that's wanting to come forward for you. And I want to say, I don't think it's mum. I want to go with grandmother of mum's side of the family, and it's as though she's wanting to basically, I've been given a bowl of chicken soup for you. So she's asked me to give you a bowl of chicken soup, and she wants to wrap you up in a blanket. So she's also saying as well, are you feeling a little bit run down at the moment? Because I feel like there's a bit of a cold or a snivel going on, and I think this is why she's giving you the chicken soup. And she says, you need to start telling family members that they've got to start looking after themselves and doing more for themselves. And you don't have to be running around after everyone all at once. I hope this is making sense. I don't want to be disrespectful or rude.
Oh, she did. It made sense to her. She says, ha, 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 perfect. That's true. Running around looking after everyone else. So, yeah, she's already replying to you. She's got you.
Thank you so much, Kat. I really appreciate that. And this lady is just coming through to say how proud she is of you as well, because you do take on a lot, not just your immediate family, extended family as well, is where I'm being shown. She's also talking about that you would like to move house, but I don't see that happening this year. But I do see redecorating or having a clearing out and freshening it up. And I feel like it's like, we've got some work that we want to do to the house first, but I do feel like there is talk of wanting to move, if that makes sense. My kids are unwell with the flu. I'm okay at the minute. I hope it stays that way. I'm so sorry to hear that your children are unwell. Maybe this is why she's giving you the bowl of chicken soup, to say, keep your strength up, keep your energy up. Am I right in saying as well, you've got three children? I want to say you've got two boys and a girl, if that makes any sense or not. I hope it does. And she's just, and I need a bigger house and just to redecorate. Thank you for the confirmation. This is how I love working in spirit, I must admit.
Me too.
But she's also turned around and I was hoping to move this year. I'm so sorry. I don't see it at the moment. If you are going to move, it will be more towards the end of the year. Got the children wrong is what I'm getting the feeling. Two children. Okay, son and a daughter. I feel like you've got a son and a daughter. But what I am, hang on a minute, she's laughing because she's also talking about that you've got a dog as well. So am I right in saying you've also got a male dog as well? And I want to say it's like a black Labrador, or it's a mixed breed, it's not a pedigree, but I want to, if he's laughing, saying the dog's got bonkers energy. Does that make any sense to you at all? I see that there was a yes. I'm presuming that's for the children, but I'm just asking about the dog as well, because that's where it feels like I've got three children. No dog. Okay, fair enough. Not trying to make it fit, but I am going to ask, did you grow up with a black Labrador dog or a dog of that kind of breed or something? I'm not saying it's a pedigree, but I've just got that this dog's not going away and it's sitting on my feet. But I feel like it would have been very close to your grandmother. Showing that again. Like I say, she wants you to know how proud she is of you as well. And there's just, like I say, this huge amount of love that's coming through. And she loves the fact that you still talk to her or you still ask her advice. She said, you're extremely intuitive and you pick up on people very quickly, very easily. We didn't have a dog. Okay, no problem. I appreciate the honesty. I don't know why I've got a dog coming through, but there we go. But what she's saying is that you do pick up on people very quickly, very easily. And she's also saying as well, you're questioning your work at the moment, because I feel like work is causing a lot of frustration and a lot of anxiety as well at the moment. I feel like I'm not being heard or I'm not being listened to. I don't speak to my mum's mum. I didn't get on with her. Oh. Well, I'm going to say this lady that's coming forward is coming through with a huge amount of love, but with a grandmotherly love for you. So that's where I'm getting the grandmotherly love. So I hope the grandmotherly love does make sense. Yes, wanting to go back to work, but I can't due to childcare. Okay. I do feel, though, it will... What's being shown? I see you finding something else, and I feel like you're going to find something else where you're going to be able to work from home. There's new opportunities coming up around April, May for you. Lottie, how are you doing? Thank you for popping on. I really appreciate it. But I just feel like there is going to be new opportunities around April, May. Could be Daz, mum. She has a golden lab.
Ah, thank you. There's your dog.
There's the dog, and there's also the grandmotherly love as well that's coming through. Because you would have seen her more like a motherly grandmother, if that makes sense. And she would have been very, very caring and very, oh, just drop me cards. Okay, different deck. so no, she would have been very much someone you would have gone to. So I hope this is all making sense. From home would be great. That's what I feel. I feel like you're going to get a job from home, or you're going to get to work from home, and it would be something part-time. You loved her dearly. Thank you. He's also talking about there was a silver ring that you were supposed to have. Now, I feel like it's platinum. I feel like it's a platinum. You're speaking of her today. I love that. Well, she was definitely listening. She was saying as well, you were laughing about her glasses, apparently. Why did you laugh about her glasses? Not sure why. Hey, Charlotte Lucy. Hey, Lottie. So I'm being shown, she's asking me to give you a platinum ring or a silver ring with a small diamond in it, and she wanted you to wear it. And I feel like this was supposed to have been used for like a wedding ring or something along those lines. But she wants you to have this ring or to wear this ring. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I hope it does. She didn't wear glasses. I got someone else laughing about glasses, so I don't know what's going on there.
I got my glasses on today, Minty. Spirit got jokes.
And you're not sure on the ring. Okay. Well, the ring is coming through too strongly for it to be ignored. But I'm going to pull you a card. And I got the card Sacred Journey. And I love this one. And it's about making home feel like home. You will make home feel like home. Kat, I hope that helps. I hope that makes sense. And thank you for letting me link in with you.
Wow, let's see.
My glasses stuck today on my cardigan.
Right, there you go.
Thank you, Kat. See, that's why she was laughing about the glasses, because you couldn't unhook it. You were struggling to unhook the arm from your glass from the cardigan. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Beautiful message, Tracy Han says. Yes, that does make sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing. Thank you all for joining, for being here. If you guys don't follow again, Minty May is out of the UK. Please follow him on Facebook. Minty, you're also on TikTok. Where else do you roll?
Sorry, I'm just picking my cards up. I am on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram as well.
I love that. So tell me, Minty, where do you want to go next? I don't even need to add to that, because you like totally hooked it up. You like hooked her up. I was just like, let me just sit here, drink my tea and my water. Like, I'm just going to let you work today.
No, that's absolutely cool. Let's go with Anna Iva. If you see a romantic relationship for me with someone who is long distance or a new person, let's have a look, Anna. Let's have a look. Anna, well, the first thing I want to say to you is you're actually ready for love, because you've been working massively on yourself for the last 18 months, 2 years of doing a lot of healing, a lot of letting go of the past. And you found your new strength and you found your new confidence inside yourself now. And you found your own happiness. I'm also getting shown, hi Amanda, nice to meet you too. I'm also getting shown as well that you've either taken on a new hobby or a new interest. And I feel like, are you working on your fitness at the moment? because I'm not sure if you're going to the gym or not, but it's one of those where I feel like I'm either doing running, walking, or I've changed my lifestyle a lot, is what I keep getting shown. And I also feel like you love the water. So I feel like swimming is going to be important for you. Now, I actually do feel like there is going to be a bit of a long distance relationship, but not necessarily overseas. I'm seeing this more being like a couple of hours away from you, but it would just be making time. I plan to. Thank you for the confirmation. I feel like there's going to be someone that's going to be a couple of hours away from you. You haven't met them yet. And you really are umming and ahhing on whether to go on dating sites or not. But I do feel like you will. And I don't see it being completely terrible, but I do feel like you're going to meet someone that's 2 to 3 hours away. And that will be, he lives in another country. I'm not getting another country. I've got to go with what I'm being given. So I do apologize. but how far is the distance, though? Because it's like I'm being shown 2 to 3 hours distance.
What is that, on a plane, though? Like, is it traveling in a car?
I don't know. It's travel. It's
what does that look
travel.
Like? That well, one I know. She's got more than one. So, hey! let me tell you, because I was like, are you driving? Are you flying?
I didn't see you flying.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Minty. Go ahead. Let me just...
No, that's cool. No, of course. I was seeing this being 2 to 3 hours away. He's in Europe. Right. Okay. So I'm seeing this being about 2 to 3 hours away from where you are. And you're in the US. Well, if he's in Europe, that's going to be a minimum of 7 hours straight away.
Yeah. 10 hours.
I'm not being funny. I'm not seeing it at that distance. I'm seeing it where you're going to be 2 to 3 hours distance away from someone. And I think there's someone new coming in. And I want to say around March time is what I'm being shown, is where I feel, it's going to be a friendship that's going to grow into a relationship. So it's not even you don't even necessarily know each other at the moment. So this is someone new that's coming in, but it will be a friendship that will grow into a relationship is what I'm being shown. But enjoy the journey. Enjoy the now. That's the important part, is enjoying the now, enjoy the moments. And am I right in saying, though, the guy in Europe is coming out to see you? Why do I feel like the guy in Europe is going to come out to see you? That's going to happen actually around the middle to the end of February.
Nice.
I feel like there's definitely talk of meeting up, is what I keep getting told. But there is a new relationship for you this year by May. May, June is where I see a relationship has been formed or has been certainly started, is what I keep getting shown. I am going to put you a quick card, though. It took time to develop friendship with the guy in Europe. Well, that's cool. That's fine. I still feel like he's coming out to see you. I feel like he's coming to you, not the other way around. Until I got it was her husband's mum. Trust ourselves when reading. Oh, thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
I've got the Wheel of Fortune. And this, I would fly there to see him. Okay. I wanted to fly there to see him. Okay. Well, I've got the Wheel of Fortune, so it's all moving forward, but it's moving forward with your own happiness. And that's the most important thing. Anna, I hope that helps. I hope that makes sense. And thank you for letting me meet Kim.
That was really cool, Minty. This girl's got some excitement coming her way. She was like, one nearby, one out of town. I'm like, I'm going to pull a card and I got celebrate those baby steps, right? Celebrate all those opportunities and taking a chance on love. You know, I get the sense that I know someone here said that there was a spirit here for her, but anything that will work out with him, of course, any opportunity is an opportunity to work it out. Like just even getting to know each other is working it out. Like enjoy the moment, enjoy it. Be in the moment of now and take your time, take the steps, baby steps, girl. There's the card for that question. Baby steps is progress. Be proud of that. So celebrate that. Meeting new people. And so when you say this, Minty, that she hasn't met this person yet, it's like really this guy comes to me and he shows me very business savvy, got his suit on. I'm like, you know, going into the business offices. It's like, shake his hand, girl. Like, go meet some people. Go out and sit at a nice fancy restaurant. I feel there's one that's a business around your area that may has caught your attention. And I say, take the chance on you. So that's what I get. But I love that you say she hasn't met him yet. And I get business savvy. Which one? The 2 hour away or in Europe? 2 hour away is the one you haven't met. That's the one I feel. That's the one I was getting. The one that is actually in the suit, nice looking, business attire. Mm-hmm. Like he got his stuff together. So it's like how, again, this is where we go to the energy, influencing energy. Go to a place that is set up nice, that it's going to fit the energies of what you're looking for. You know, so go put yourself and sit down in a nice restaurant and go meet this person. This is what I'm getting here for you, baby. I got LA. Exactly. So I don't know if you have what connection you had to LA, but I got my side of town with this gentleman. So that is what I got. And I'm just going to say God bless. Yeah.
That's so cool. That's
isn't that cool? I'm not even out loud. And so as we talk about LA right now, our Southern California is actually in need of prayers right now. So we are in the middle of a big fire that's been happening out this way. So if you guys can right now just pause for a second, send a little bit of prayers and upliftment to us in California for the fires that we are actually having at this moment. I'm about 35 minutes away. LA is a 2-hour drive for her. Perfect. And so right now, guys, if we could just pause for us out here in Southern California, if you guys are around the world and you can hear that we are, if you can not only hear, but also see that there are a lot of loss, a lot of people going through it. And it is very, very difficult to be in the middle of something like that. I can tell you when we had it a couple of months ago, it's very difficult on everyone. And so if we could just pause with this. And send a little bit of healing upliftment to everybody right now. We'll put our little hands out, call in our spirit team. Mm-hmm. And we say thank you. And just continue to keep everyone uplifted in this moment, in their time of tragedy and loss. And so thank you for everybody who sent me messages. Trudy, I got your message also, babe, before we started. So thank you for the kind-hearted hands that have reached out to me to make sure I'm okay. And so much love to California. Minty, you're doing a great job. And thank you for being here. And let's keep going, guys. Let's keep this energy uplifted and let spirit jump in with us. So go ahead, Minty. Where are we going to go next?
That's cool. That's cool. And yeah, and it is. It's about... I always say it's never about the hitting of the button. It's the intention behind the symbol that we're sending, is the energy of the love and the healing that we're sending to everyone. So if anyone ever watches my lives, I'm always like, let's send the love out to each other. You know, we all deserve to be loved. So let's send that love out to each other. So if you all can, just before we do any more questions, hit that heart button. Send that heart button in the comments. Let's send that love out to every single one of us that is needing it at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
And if we're all sending each other love, that's going to have a ripple effect throughout the world that will send the love out to the world, to other people that will need it without them realizing.
I love that. And that goes back to the love that we started with in our journey of self, right?
Of course.
Biggest ingredient that alchemizes everything. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you, Jolie. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, Sharon, Isabel. Thank you guys for flooding the channels here with ours.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Violet. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Debbie. Helen, you guys are rocking it. Jennifer McCormick. And you see how we're also sitting here. Mildred from Chicago. You know, Jennifer's in the UK. Like, you guys are all around the world. Erica's out there by Sedona. Carly. Thank you, Carly Ann, for being here. Jolie, thank you for being here again. But these hearts are for each other and for self, you know? Like, I always say when there's chaos or there's disharmony, the biggest ingredient that's going to change that is love and harmony.
How do we do that?
Right here, you just even putting a simple heart and an acknowledgement to each other. Courtney, thank you for being here as well. And so much love and healing. Berlinda from New Mexico, just this is beautiful, you know?
It really is.
Thank you for saying that, Minty. You're rocking it. Denise, baby, thank you for being here too. Okay, Minty, the energy is very strong, right? Isn't it strong? The energy is
powerful. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The force is strong in this one, Jedi.
It certainly is. And there's a great phrase I love that Yoda uses, do or do not, there is no try. And I think it's a brilliant phrase. So who are we going to go to next? Guys, now start putting your comments up. Put your questions.
Put your comments up, y'all. And if it's spirit, put spirit.
Mildred Elias, let's come to you, Mildred Elias. Please let me know.
Oh, I love Mildred.
I have to make So, Mildred, I feel like this decision has been going on for around about the last 3 or 4 months. It feels like it's playing heavy on your mind, and it's about you putting yourself first. And it's like at the moment, you're trying to worry about other people's. It will have a whatever your decision is going to be, is going to have a ripple effect on other people that are close to you. And I want to say family members that are close to you, but it is ultimately about your happiness and making the right choice and decision for you. I hope this is making sense. I do actually also feel like this is actually like kind of starting a new chapter or a new beginning. So I'm seeing like a move that is going to be tied in with this decision because it's about moving forward. It's about closing a chapter, moving forward. But I also see a physical move at the same time with this. And it's one of those where you're doing it with the right heart, you're doing it with the right intentions as well. Thank you for the confirmation so far. And it's not about right or wrong. This is going to be giving you, dare I say, a happier life. But it is one of those where you've got to be a little bit selfish. And it is, and the thing is, we're taught a society that selfishness is negative and bad. What a load of rubbish. We're all entitled to want things, dreams, goals, desires. And we're always told to encourage others. Well, we're also allowed to encourage ourselves as well. So I'm going to say to you, Mildred, this is a time about you being a little bit selfish in a positive and nice way, and that you are allowed to do what makes you happy. I feel like there is going to be moving a bit further afield from where you're living at the moment to be closer to other family members, but it's also going to be putting you on a in a place where you are going to be at your happiest. Don't regret that you didn't do this 2 years ago. 2 years ago wouldn't have been the right time. This is why it's coming up being in the right time now. And this is why the opportunity that is coming up, I feel, is like a second chance or a second time round opportunity. So I do feel like you are making the right decision. You'll make your answer or decision by the end of January, beginning of February. And I feel like the process is going to take you through to around about April, May. I hope this is all making sense. I really, really do. And I don't mean anything of what I said. I hope it hasn't come across disrespectfully or rude, but you are making the right choice. I'm going to pull you a quick card. I always like to pull a card. And I love this. We've got the time card. Now, for me, this is kind of just giving confirmation. The time is now. The time is for you. The time is right. This is going to make such a difference to who you and how you are. It's the right move. I hope that makes sense, Mildred. I hope that came across okay.
Yeah, totally. I know Mildred, and so I know I've read for her before, and so what you were saying felt really aligned for her. I could feel her mom and her talking to spirit, and I could just see the spirit, her team stepping forward. It's almost like she, just as we've talked about, I need to know this now, right? And you're like, I need to know this. And I feel like Mildred has had this talk, like, I need to know now, like, is this the right thing for me? And I could feel that prayer. I could feel those essence. As I see you in the kitchen, Mildred, it's funny because like they show me you in the kitchen. So you're obviously one that I know you, you're a mom and grandmother, and you're in the kitchen, you're making sure people have what they need. And I know your significant other has been in spirit, but I had your mom first in spirit, and they're both coming in to push you out of your comfort zone, to start to step outside the home. And to, I feel like, taking the walks with the kids, they're just showing me like the routine, getting the mail, and doing your everyday things, and they're with you as you're taking these steps moving forward. Your mother takes me to a church around the home from you, so I feel like either you just gave flowers. I know we had the Virgen Guadalupe, and I feel like either there's a connection to the Virgin Mary, but I feel like an honor or flowers that were just given. So I feel like mom has me acknowledging this as well, if you would understand this, Mildred. And I just feel that this is like a sense of gratitude. And also, like, please know you didn't do anything wrong. So you've been asking for, like, for them to acknowledge, you're acknowledging them, and they're just like, let go of that guilt. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, the could've and the should've. And I get the sense this is with your significant other of, I wish we could have done more to help him, or I wish we could have done this to save him. because they're making me feel DNR, like decisions had to be made for him, is a sense I get. And it's like the feeling that I get is you guys did everything you could, and I feel like he could see you. And so please know that he felt you. There was this gentle kiss that was given on top of the forehead, and you gave him that peace to ascend to spirit world. And so he says, thank you. That same strength you gave him, he's giving to you as you move forward in this new journey. So I say, God bless. And leave you with that.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful, I must admit. Someone actually made an interesting question earlier, and I think this is for a lot of people, and I feel like this is going to be more of a, it's not necessarily a read as such, but it's just a bit of advice that my spirit guys wanted me to share, if that's okay.
Most definitely,
And the question was, will love find me? And my guides were like, you have to find the love inside yourself first. And that is what's important, finding the love inside you first. And that's when you will then attract the right love towards you coming forward. And it's the same with happiness. Whatever we're looking for, whatever we're wanting to find, it's inside us first. So when we actually truly love ourselves, and that's not in like an egotistical way, this is like going, you know what, I see my faults, I see my flaws, I see my positives, and I see the beauty, because we are, we're all beautiful beings at the end of the day, regardless of what we look or what we think we look like or what we perceive other people to think how we look, we are all uniquely beautiful inside and out.
Right.
And if we start to focus on that beauty, that then raises your vibration, that then raises your confidence, that then pushes out this energy that is then going to allow you to meet like-minded people. And that is how it can help with trying to find love or happiness, because you're finding it within yourself first. Right. And then when other people see that you're, you know, how many times have you heard someone say, oh man, you're glowing today?
Yeah.
And then you want to be in that energy, because it's like,
right.
And it's like, true. And that's how love also works. It's finding that happiness and beauty inside you first.
You know, Sharon says, you know, at her age, it's difficult to love yourself. You know, I could understand the aging gracefully and coming into the different layers of, you know, from the stages of self-discovery, transformation, and change. There's so many layers of just loving ourselves and stepping into that. It's like we shed one skin and then we go again and we're shedding again. And so for me, you know, Milti, I love that you say that. Starting over, physical, what is it that your body needs physically today? Honor something small. What can you do that within the way we think or how we're feeling? It's like we talk about this love, but what steps do we take to bring in love, no matter what age? I know some people, Melinda, my friend, she was like, I'm just going to give myself a hug, you know, today and say, I love you, and really honoring every part of our being. And that's when we first started. We talked about building the power. Power within ourselves, and then connecting to the power of spirit is a blend that we come together like the infinity, the symbol of a blend of our love and the love of spirit. We all blend together, and it's really looking at every part of yourself and looking at how can I take care of myself today. It is a journey, and it's a gentle one. So whatever age you're at, wherever you are today in your journey, if you are battling something that you thought you would never come out of, it takes 21 days to break a habit. Start with one. I'm going to take care of myself today. Talk to someone. Find that person that can hold space, that is certified, that can help you in the direction that you feel, the area that you want to work on. Whether I do try baby steps, but it's so true to have to love yourself and give love to others. Yes. And this is where that's even taking time for self when you don't do for others and you do pull back, because then it also creates a ripple effect where now we detach and we're bringing back the energy to self so that you can be filled back up again. Go ahead.
And remember, it's not always about the physical appearance. You know, I look in the mirror, and don't get me wrong, I look in the mirror and I've got quite a big nose and I'll be like, great, thanks. But then I actually like my eyes or As I said to someone the other day, I said, actually, truthfully, someone said to me, what parts of you do you love? I said, well, truthfully, I said, I've got pretty good legs and I've not got a bad ass. you know.
And you're tall, so I'm sure you got some, that I love that.
You know, and it's like, you've got to look for the little things that you do like, because it's so easy to look for the things that you don't like. The one thing as well about age, now my grandmother passed when she was 84. And so I remember this one day, someone turned around to her and called her old. And I mean, she must have been in her 70s, I think, at the time when someone said to her that she was old. My God, she erupted. She went, how dare you? I'm not old. She says, I'm leveling up. She never saw herself as getting old. She always saw herself as leveling up, because she said words have power. And if you start looking at yourself as being old, or you start focusing on what you don't like. So I've got bags under my eyes, because I've got problems with my eyes. I could focus on that and be really put off by that. And, you know, those little things. But then it's like, well, actually, where do I want to focus my attention? So, you know, it's focusing your attention on what makes you smile and what makes you laugh. You know, it's like I haven't got the nicest teeth in the world. I mean, they're not filthy or anything like that, but they're all crooked and whatever, because the treatment that I had when I was a child. Now I could focus on that, or put my attention, and that would really kind of bring me down. But then I think, well, actually, you know what? I kind of think I've not got a bad smile.
You know? It's embracing every part of ourselves. It's steps to really, in this journey of how we see ourselves, we can be the biggest critics for sure, definitely. But Minty, you said it in such a beautiful way when it starts, when we're all looking for love. And I think that's such a big one for so many of us in the work that we do. Everyone wants to know if that love is going to come in, or will I find love, or, and so when you radiate that love, it definitely will show in that glow up, or that glow that you have, that ooh, she's feeling herself, or he's feeling himself, look, you go ahead. And that's doing the work of honoring again, where do you need attention? You know, what is your spirit asking you to do to make a shift, to bring a different alignment? And so, it's a process. So everybody's journey is different. Everybody works, everyone is in different places in their journey. So, you know, honor the baby steps. If you're working through your, again, I feel like, you know, physically, if you're struggling due to medical reasons, take baby steps to move the body. Baby steps, be gentle, start with little things. You know, even giving yourself a little goddess bath, or God, you know, make the bath really nice and put some flowers in and bless your essence, bless the soul, bring in the sweetness, as Minty talks about, you know, our words, how powerful they are. As Grace comes in here, she's like, hey, superstars, you know, Grace, give Grace Gorilla. I hope I'm saying, I always say her last name wrong. I'm going to say Grace Gorilla. I hope I'm saying it right.
Is it
say
Gorilla?
It, Minty. Gorilla, thank you.
Grace Gorilla.
I did that to her. I always have her introduce her surname because I got tongue twisted, y'all. But I definitely love right there. Boom. We already got imprinted in our auric field with superstars. So let's take that. It's like our energy, our aura holds memory. So what are you going to feed your aura? What are you going to feed your essence? And when you're thinking or feeling into energy, so this goes back to trusting the energy. Is it residual? Is it someone else's influential thinking? Is it your own thinking? The body holds memory. The energy body holds memory. That's where we're reading the past, the present, the future. So feed your aura with great words of success. You are healthy. You are strong. You are loved. Like, what words? Like right now, what would you say to yourself? Put it in the comments. What words would you say I am right now to yourself? Let's just flood this. Our body keeps score. That's right.
So
I love myself. Look in the mirror and praise yourself. I mean, like when I do my makeup, I'm like, girl, you look good today. You're feeling good. You're strong. You're healthy. I put lotion on my legs because my legs were my weakest part of my body. And I would say my muscles are strong. My veins are strong. My, you know, my legs are going to get me where I need to go. Every step I take is love. You know, like, what are you going to do to bring in that goodness and strength? I work through it. It's like you guys are doing it. You're doing it. There you go.
You know, I go and get my head and beard shaved at the barber's, because if I did it, it would look like a right mess. But, you know, again, that's about self-love. Yes, okay. Yes. You know, it's about taking that time out to go and treat myself. It's not a, well, it is a treat. I go pretty much every week, but that's because it makes me feel good. It makes you feel that little bit more confidence.
That's right.
And it's nice to get that clean cut shave on the head and my beard tidied up. It does. It just makes you feel that, you know, it's little things like that. It's right. not always about the physical appearance. What is it you love about your inner self? What is it you love about your character? What is it you love about who you are? Because that's the important bit.
I agree. And I love that when the man gets a nice shave cut and it's like they're in there, you can feel that baby skin. That's mm-hmm. this, you know, when a woman goes and gets their hair done or when you're taking care. Oh, I love that. So you guys are rocking it with the amazing I am. Sid, it's all about love. Shout out to Sid because Sid has given me so much love. He sends me healing every night. He's an amazing soul. So shout out to Sid. Thank you so much for being here. Lots of love to you because you are a man of love. I am a magnet for success. That's what's up. Okay, Minty. Well, let's do this since we got a collective card. We got time for a collective card, Minty.
Of course we've got time for a collective
card. Well, let's do a collective card.
We've always got time for a collective card.
Yes.
What I like to do with collective cards, I always like to pull three because it might be that one might resonate, two might resonate, and all three might resonate. But let's do three. I love that. Okay, so first one from my guides. Here we go. And I love this. We've got the High Priestess. What is stepping into your true power? Stepping into your true self. Find your strength. Find your happiness. Find your love inside yourself. How fitting that this card came out. Trust your intuition. Trust your instincts. Know that, and again, talking about power right at the beginning of the show, embrace the power that's within you. We are all powerful beings at the end of the day. And our thoughts do bring our reality at the same time as well. And so self-love is important because then if you're loving yourself, other people will see that you love yourself and they will love you for it as well. The second card we've got, health. And again, I always think this isn't about physical health for me. I think this is about mental well-being and it's also about what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. You might be changing your diet. This is going to give you more energy. Drinking more water is going to help. I mean, as I'm sat here drinking a Cannon Monster, but there we go. We all have our little vices in life and that's okay as well. But it's like the more we start to actually look after ourselves on an emotional level, that is then going to have a ripple effect into looking after ourselves on a physical level. So it might be that if you're looking at wanting to go to the gym or you're looking at wanting to start walking or doing something in that sense, this is now the time to go for it. And then the third card, reflection. I love this card. Take time to look at who you are today and actually go back 5 years, because I guarantee 5 years ago, your five-year you would not have believed that you are here where you are now today and gone through so much and realized how strong you are and how confident you are, how much you would have gone through, because no one's 5 years would have ever been a bed of roses. I'm sure there has been a hell of a roller coaster that you've gone through, but going through those roller coasters gives us strength. And that is then the strength that we carry forward to now move forward for the next 5 years, for example. So I hope that helps.
Wow, Minty, that was really cool. A lot of people said they could take that card. Love your cards. They resonate. I pulled three as well, since you pulled three. And it's saying, you are all going through activation and upgrades. So let's go. Who doesn't want the activations and upgrades? That's what causes the shift in our energy field, too. The body is moving. Old energy, y'all. What wisdom have you gained? So from all the experiences of the years that you are looking at your life today, what have you gained? What knowledge are you going to take into the next days forward? And I love this card because I pulled it on New Year's for all of us as a collective. You have everything to be successful. So you guys are embodying success. And I say success in the mind, the hands, the heart, the soul, the spirit. It's like, may you have clarity, may you have the love, and may you have the power. So I see it lead you guys with clarity, love, and power of self. And just enjoy this, embody that all those energies as well, mentee that brought you brought forward, embody that self-love that we talked about today. I loved how this conversation just unfolded for all of us. Thank you again for being here, everybody, and holding space. Thank you for the upliftment in the prayers. Thank you for sharing, liking, heart, subscribing. Those on Things Network, thank you. Derek Okora's page, thank you. Find Me a Medium, thank you. On Instagram and YouTube, if you don't subscribe, subscribe so that you can find me back here. I believe the 22nd is when I'll be here, which is not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. So you'll see me every other Wednesday and maybe pop in on a Sunday. So y'all, sending you so much love. Follow Minty May. Where, Minty? Where are you again? Let us know.
You can find me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Perfect. And it's easy. Minty May, y'all. And he is rocking it on TikTok. Those that are on TikTok, give my friend a follow. Much love. And I say God bless. Take care, y'all. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.